This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thanks to the fracking revolution we've got going in this country, one of the most common substances on the planet has become a much sought-after commodity. Sand is now a $10 billion industry, and demand has gotten so high, there have been times that oil and gas producers haven't been able to get enough of it. And even with drilling expected to taper off somewhat over the next year, low oil prices and all that, you've seen the stories, the question with sand is whether demand will stay the same or go up. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the first of two stories.
On a square of clay and gravel, about 40 miles north of downtown Denver, Joel Fox's colleagues are starting a frack on an oil well. That means they're about to pump sand and water down the hole to shatter the shale rock below. Fox runs fracking for a $9 billion oil and gas company called Encana.
So once they start the sand, you'll see it come out of that hopper.
The hopper is connected to a Sand King, what looks like a giant purple dumpster, 40 feet long, one end tilted up in the air. Oh, and here we go.
You can see the sands. He's starting to bring the sand into the blender right there to the end of it.
The blender mixes the sand with water. Then they get pumped into the well together. Fox's colleague Stacy Mitchell interrupts with a tap on the shoulder.
Got a truck coming in. He'll be backing in. We probably ought to move out of the way.
The truck has a partial refill for the Sand King.
He hauls approximately 50,000 pounds of sand off that truck.
Over the next hour or so, the Sand King will dump about four times that much sand into the blender. Fox explains just what the sand and water do in the well.
So the water provides the force,
like 5,000 pounds per square inch,
to crack the rock open.
The water makes tiny cracks, flows into them, and brings the sand with it.
And then when I flow the well back,
meaning pull the water back out,
I leave the sand in the fractures.
And the sand keeps these tiny little fractures propped open so Fox's colleagues can suck the oil out through them. They'll repeat this process 20 times for a single well.
So what is that? 2,000 tons in a well. And then we got seven wells.
That's seven wells clustered together just on this one site north of Denver. Multiply that out by more than 20,000 wells drilled in a year, according to oil and gas consultancy PacWest, more than 100 billion pounds, making frac sand a $10 billion industry. Several frac sand companies have gone public. Analyst Brandon DeBell follows them for William Blair & Company. He thinks those big companies will win over time because they can handle the logistics. Think FedEx and UPS.
When overnight delivery started, you had a whole bunch of companies doing overnight delivery. And the reason there's two is because it's really difficult to get a package from point A to point B in a very short amount of time, no matter where point A or point B is, and no matter how big or small that package is.
And delivering packages on time is a big part of what sand companies do. The packages are 25-ton truckloads. Joel Fox will use 560 truckloads of sand at these wells over the course of just a couple weeks. And if the trucks don't show up on time, then the dozens of people working here, they sit around waiting. Also, the equipment, the Sand Kings, the 10 truck-sized pumps, and everything else. According to PacWest, transportation can be about two-thirds of the price that operators like Fox pay for sand. And here's the other thing. Fox uses sand conservatively. Brandon DeBell describes what other producers have been finding.
Shoving a lot of sand down into each frack generates a lot more oil production.
Some companies now put two to five times as much sand into each well. Sand's expensive, but it's a small part of the total cost.
So they're doing the same days on drill and they're using the same equipment, but they're putting more sand in and they're going to get more oil out.
That's why DeBell thinks it's possible that even with low oil prices expected to reduce the number of wells fracked next year, the demand for sand could increase. And at least up to now, supply has been a bigger concern.
You know, people think of sand and you go to the beach and you pick it up and it's, you go to Saudi Arabia, there's a lot of sand. Well, the sand's different. You know, it's only in a couple of places.
The best sand for fracking is called Northern White. It comes from Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and especially Wisconsin. And the rush to grab it has turned some rural areas inside out. In the town of Meade, Colorado, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
Tomorrow, Dan goes to Wisconsin to find the source of all that sand that fracking needs.